Authorities in Samoa say 20 people have now died in the country's measles epidemic as it tells all unvaccinated pregnant women to stay home and not go to work. The Samoa Red Cross says it's administered 1,300 vaccines in the last 2 days. The country's authorities have forbidden all people below the age of 19 to board vessels travelling between the two main islands. The Red Cross's disaster management coordinator, Lauvau Esare E Ose, told our reporter Alex Perite that people are lining up in their hundreds for vaccines.
So far, we have reached up to more than 1,300 people.
And that's just this week?
Just this week, yes.
Right, so we've probably seen some big queues of people waiting up outside your base to get the jab.
Yes, yes. It's just queue up starting from 8 a.m. and the queue just queued up maybe till 12 or 1 p.m. Then it started to slow down its process. But all throughout the morning and till lunchtime, people are still queuing up for the vaccination.
And how do people feel there? What's the vibe of these parents that are bringing their children to be immunised?
We do believe that we all have the same sense and also think that they value what is going on and also a bit worried about the situation at the moment due to the cases that has been now raised, more than 1,000. And also the fatalities of these 16 already been discovered with this measles outbreak. So it just built the awareness in our public and the people to turn up and make sure that they can get the vaccination for their children.
So the public awareness campaign certainly ramping up. And of course, tragic as it is, 16 people have died. I guess that itself is such a strong message to people to go and get those vaccines, right?
Yes, that's true. It's really a strong push. And also, yeah, consider the age group, it's really high risk with the children. So you know, all the parents are making that time to drop in starting from Wednesday and then yesterday until today. People are still queuing up from the morning till the noon.
How long do you intend to keep doing this?
The original plan with the government is still going up next week. Up for 2 weeks for the urban area before we look at the rural areas where the less vulnerable site or the locations. But this is just for the urban area. So I guess also why the people are queuing up in our location due to the fact that our office is right in the middle of the most populated urbanization site.
You'll be going out to the more urban areas and across to Savai'i as well. Will you take those vaccines to those remote places?
Yes, yes, it's also going to be the same.
Now, your Secretary General, Namulaulu Tautalamawala, is with Prime Minister Tuilepa today. So what's their plan? What are they doing?
At the moment, the meeting is still in progress. So it's past 5 p.m. now, but we're still waiting for them. What's the end outcome of the meeting? And maybe we can see what's the next step from now on.
Okay. And what else are you, what sort of precautions or even rules are being put in place there? We heard that all pregnant women have been told don't turn up to work unless you're sure that you've been immunised. Is that the case and are there other rules as well?
Yes, it's an order under the state of emergency to reinforce the pregnant women to stay home. So to relieve from work, either if it's the government or the public sector, all are reinforced for the whole country for pregnant women. And even for the domestic travel from Mulifanua to the Talelolonga Wharf, so every child or every kid around 19 years of age, lower or below 19 years of age, are restricted from travelling for both islands.
Once this campaign is finished and people are vaccinated, do you feel there is sufficient faith in the system, the ongoing health system there for regular vaccinations? We know that the problem happened because of the issue last year where two children died. It was human error in the application of those vaccines, the mixing of the vaccines. Do you think that people in Samoa have their faith restored in the Ministry of Health to be able to stick with the system from here on?
We had some incidents last year, but at the moment we are starting to get back that trust and also building the confidence within our people. So it's really a good sign where we can work and pull ourselves together.
That was Lau Va'o Esare e Ose from Samoa's Red Cross talking to Alex Perite. And the latest from Samoa, 20 people have died, 147 are currently in hospital, including 11 children who are in a critical condition.